Sylvester Stallone has a new movie, I See You. Haven't heard of it? You can find it at your local video store. Technically, it didn't go straight to video. I See You played very briefly in Detroit and Dallas. For decades, Stallone's star power carried many a flop into movie theaters. Those days may be over. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on what may be the twilight of a Hollywood hero.
You can't call I See You the latest Stallone film because it wrapped production several years ago. Then the film sat around at Universal Studios under the name Detox. It's about an alcoholic federal agent chasing a serial killer who murders cops. One critic called it Clean and Sober meets Seven. And it's filled with what amounts to anxious therapy sessions. In this scene, the main character is confronted by his boss in a cop bar.
There's this place out in Wyoming. It's a detox center. It's run by a former cop for cops.
I'm where I want to be, where I should be. That's where I am.
What the f***? What's the matter with you? It's all right, everybody. It's all right.
Just a little accident. Everybody relax.
What's the matter with you? Whether you like it or not, you still got a life to live.
Adam Robinson saw I See You at the video store where he works in Washington, D.C. He says the plot starts badly and never improves.
And it's him at like a detox chamber. And of course, the killer is someone who he knows and is like, he trusts. And it's horribly shot and it's horribly acted. And Stallone's just gone downhill.
Robinson suspects that the recent run of Stallone movies aren't fun enough for action fans and not serious enough for critics. He says Stallone vehicles such as Judge Dredd, Driven, and Daylight are, well, dreary.
I feel kind of sad about it, honestly, because I really like the first Rocky and Rambo, but whatever. He's stuck.
Peter Bart edits the Hollywood trade paper Variety. He agrees with that analysis.
Stallone, who's really a very intelligent and thoughtful man because of his whole demeanor, presents as an action star. And so he's not succeeded in reinventing himself in a different kind of setting.
Sylvester Stallone experimented with independent films in the 1997 feature Copland. And he's made a few comedies, but who remembers, say, Rhinestone with Dolly Parton, except for trivia buffs? Andrew Reimer is a vice president at the production company that eventually distributed I See You to video stores. He says Stallone's stardom only partly motivated the purchase of the film.
This was a big movie. I don't know exactly what it cost to make, but my understanding was that it was somewhere in the $60 to $70 million range. There was a terrific supporting cast of recognizable actors that included Charles Dutton, Kris Kristofferson, Tom Berenger, Courtney Vance, Robert Patrick. And we felt like this movie, presented appropriately, would feel like a big movie.
So Reimer's company, which is owned by Blockbuster, treated it like a big movie. They plastered store windows with ICU posters, and they hung walls of videos and DVDs with signs saying it was guaranteed to be there.
And if you didn't know, if you were sort of a casual moviegoer, movie watcher, you would probably look at that wall and say, boy, when did this come out? How did I miss it?
Reimer refused to admit whether he thinks the movie is good, but he acknowledged that reviews were awful.
They were fairly harsh. I don't know that Sylvester Stallone's movies have ever been the most critic-friendly movies ever, but I think that the stigma that's associated with straight-to-video sort of tainted this movie before it got out of the gate. And I think that for people that enjoy these kinds of movies, it delivers exactly what you'd expect it to.
You'd think that Stallone, the iconic soldier, would be more in vogue. Rambo 3, set in Afghanistan and made in 1988, seems almost relevant. But the star is working to keep his fans in ways that don't even involve the movies. At SylvesterStallone.com, an audio message from the actor says he's thinking of writing a fitness book.
And also we're doing a very serious vitamin line. One will be for women, one will be for men, because you can't do both the same. I mean, people try to do that, but that's not realistic.
Lest we forget, Sylvester Stallone is a multiple Oscar nominee and an officer of the French Order of Arts and Letters. Variety's Peter Bart.
He deserved a better fate, in my opinion. And, you know, he may get it. It's the old story, it takes one hit to turn around a career. You never know. These guys, don't count them out.
I see you, but you still don't see me.
ICU has actually done extremely well as a rental. It doesn't hurt that the biggest consumers of videos and DVDs happen to be young men who may not care what the critics think, as long as they like the star. Sylvester Stallone's next movie, Avenging Angelo, is scheduled to go straight to video next month. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.